German government, which has enforced a 14-day quarantine on all tourists from Britain since 26th of May, is yet to convince countries more dependent on tourism that stringent quarantine requirements on all travellers from the United Kingdom are necessary. The prospects for the fully vaccinated appeared all the better on Monday as it emerged that talks were advancing well on the mutual recognition of an NHS app and the European Union's green digital certificate, ensuring that travellers can prove their status. The apps allow border controls to scan a QR code to confirm the vaccination status of the traveller and provide free passage. A European Commission spokesperson said there are talks ongoing at the technical level which are progressing well and going in the right direction. This is particularly because the technical system architecture of the European Union and the United Kingdom are aligned. The talks are ongoing. I have no specific timeline to announce. It's good that the United Kingdom is now working with us towards that goal. A UK government spokesperson said unlocking international travel was vitally important and that officials were seeking to ensure certification is introduced in a way that works for everyone. There are concerns in the UK government that a two-tier system is emerging in which those who are unvaccinated face a disadvantage in trying to get away for a holiday. But owing to the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, that outcome appears unavoidable. At a meeting of a group of European Union diplomats coordinating the Union's integrated political crisis response on Monday, a briefing from the bloc's Disease Prevention and Control Agency noted the highly transmissible nature of the Delta variant. Diplomats were told that the variant will probably account for 90% of cases by the end of August. The rate of vaccination, however, offers hope that the link between infection and hospitalization and deaths will be broken in time. Diplomatic sources said it was likely that the level of infection would in future not be the key factor in deciding whether non-essential travel from the United Kingdom or elsewhere by the unvaccinated is permitted. Sources said the German representative at the meeting said Berlin would be tightening its policy on UK travellers. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned fellow leaders at a summit last week that the bloc was not doing well in relation to restricting the spread of variants found in non-EU countries.
This is the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,410 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,835 kHz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. It is my absolute honor and pleasure to be with you guys today. And of course, with my wonderful friend and sister, Sister Razia Shamani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's really an honor for me to be here.
So, Sister Razia, we've been talking about reproductive system health and hygiene for both men and women. And we have been discussing some herbal, natural, sometimes even off-the-counter remedies to help male reproductive system.
Now let's go to some herbs that are very good for the men's, male's reproductive system. One of them is chicory.
Okay.
Yeah. Chicory, whether you use the fresh vegetable mm-hmm. or you take the extract in terms of the extract of chicory, it's been mentioned in a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that try to have chicory as it increases the amount of semen. It increases your semen, and also it makes your child to be very beautiful. And also for those who want to have male children who want to have a baby boy, chicory is a very good herb to be used. Also, for those people who have a hot temper, chicory is very good for cooling down the system and to calm them. And it's especially it's very good to be used in springtime, as this is the time that it grows, and they can use the fresh chicory plant. And when it's not the time, you can use the dry leaves of chicory and crush them, and use one teaspoon of chicory in a hot glass of water.
Yep.
Add some honey and use like two small portions of this juice every single day.
Mm.
Besides the nuts, such as almond, pistachio, hazelnut, and walnuts, they're super, super good for empowering the sperm. Especially good for men. And also, if you find them to be hot in nature, try to have
a little bit of chicory
afterwards.
Okay.
To cool you off, exactly. And Zainab, something that I found really interesting in Avicenna's traditional medicine was that the blacksmith water. You know what it means?
The water the blacksmith uses to like sharpen his bill.
Exactly.
And you drink that? Iron.
Exactly. Great supplement, great sources for iron. So when the blacksmith actually takes the metal out of the forge, when takes the iron out of the forge, and he starts to pound it, and then you put it in the water, and this water is full of iron. Actually, in Iran, you can find
people who are very
indulgent to, you know, traditional medicine.
Exactly. They will put the effort into going and drinking blacksmith water.
Yeah, but I personally wouldn't do that. It's disgusting.
It really is.
Yeah. But there are a lot of other replacements that you can use. Now, let's go to another category of nutrients. Let's talk about sprouts.
Mm.
We did talk about them when we were talking about the three-month detoxification of women for the whole body. Now, specifically, we're talking about the male reproductive system and how it can help the sperm. So wheat sprouts are fascinating as they are sources of vitamins. And also walnuts are really good sources of phosphorus,
mm-hmm.
right? So sprouts, walnuts,
bananas.
Liver, you know, the sheep's liver, mm-hmm. kidney,
mm-hmm.
these things that you can find in Middle Eastern countries.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere in the world.
And
the
sprouts,
right
too. Even if you can't find sprouts at your
convenience store. And make them yourself.
Yeah, easy to make.
Exactly. These are specifically good to be used by men, like a couple of weeks prior to planning to conceive a child.
Mm-hmm.
And also, wheat sprout flour.
Wheat sprout flour. Whoa.
Right?
We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
We're back here on Muslim Lady with my special guest, Sister Razia Shamily, where we're discussing the health and hygiene of male reproductive system.
So, you know, there's an Iranian dish called samanu,
mm-hmm.
and you can, find this is the source of wheat sprout flour, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, they have the wheat sprout, and they grind them, and then they cook them,
for
right?
For, 3 whole days.
Yeah, and it's like, they add no sugar. And
but it's sweet, really
it's
sweet.
Yeah, this
and
is
it tastes
fabulous.
Horrible, you guys.
No, I like it.
Really?
It's, yeah.
Okay, Sister Razia likes it, but I don't personally appreciate it.
It depends who makes it.
It's a little tart, and it smells weird.
Really? But it's really good source of nutrients.
It really is.
So for those people who don't like to have samanu, or they can have the wheat sprout flour.
In a salad.
In a salad.
Yeah. I'm so
and not a lettuce salad.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Or you can have it in hot milk. With honey.
Uh-huh. Grind it and then...
With dates.
Yeah. Wow. Dates are really good,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Walnuts. Man, you can have, a mix, have a shake with dates, walnuts, wheat sprout flour, and some honey.
Put in all those nuts that you are supposed to eat,
exactly.
too. Exactly.
These
walnut,
are fabulous.
The
and you have the milk and honey
exactly.
and everything. It's really good. And did you know that when...
And some people even put raw egg in it.
I don't like it. Stinks.
Really? You can put cocoa powder in it or vanilla extract.
Yeah, I still don't like
it.
The thought of it makes me
nauseous.
Yeah. Did you know that deficiency of calcium in a man's body will prevent libido? It actually...
And people, men don't actually pay enough attention to that because they think that calcium deficiency is something that women go
exactly.
through. But a lot of men have this problem too.
Exactly. So for men who have... problem with their sexual urge or sexual power, maybe perhaps the level of their calcium has gone
dropped,
really low.
Yeah.
Right. So they can have it in the egg white.
Mm-hmm.
Also, deficiency of vitamin B and C will cause a man, to be infertile.
Which is really interesting because these are basically the substances that make up a man's sperm. Like a high... portion of it is protein, and the rest of it is just these minerals. It's calcium, it's zinc, it's vitamin B.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, that's why they need to be more careful of the things that they consume.
And usually self-care and having a really good nutrition is something that women care a lot.
Exactly.
And usually sportsmen pay a lot of attention
to
their nutrition, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting that a normal man who wants to have a healthy body and a healthy reproductive system, he should pay a lot of attention to the fruits and vegetables and herbs that he takes on a daily basis,
definitely.
Right? It's absolutely important that he has a good a sense of self-care for himself.
Exactly. Or even if you're just past that stage of having children, you already had four, just to keep the wife happy and satisfied, it's still important for you to take care of yourself, just
exactly.
as our Imam alayhi salam
did. Exactly.
They paid so much attention to grooming themselves, keeping themselves well kept and smelling nice and, you know, being attractive and appealing for their wives.
Definitely.
Because it has a direct effect on the woman's chastity
exactly.
and her overall happiness in life.
Exactly.
So have some morality, some decency, some humanity, people.
And there are a lot of hadith that talks about importance of men satisfying the sexual needs of their wives.
Mm.
And in order to, as you just said, these are in our hadith, that if you want a woman to stay chaste and pure,
mm.
you attend to her needs.
Exactly. And take care of yourself so you can take care of her.
Exactly. So very good foods that are sources of calcium, as you know, milk, yogurt.
Even the sesame that you mentioned
exactly,
is very high.
Exactly. Curds, figs, sesame, walnuts. No, not walnuts, almonds. You know, the water that is extracted when you're making cheese, the yellow water, full of calcium.
Interesting. We usually just dump it.
Exactly. But that is full of calcium.
And the water that it separates from the yogurt as well. Some people find it gross and they dump it. But that water
you
that's separated.
You just mix it.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Mix it or just drink it up.
Yeah,
it's full of enzymes. It's full of minerals. We're going to be back after a short break to listen to some tunes. Make sure to stay with us here on Muslim Lady.
Sight of your smile, so pure and white. Just like the moon in the sky, shining so bright. You give me strength, ooh, you give me life. Give everything to anything, whatever will take to see your smile.
We're back here on Muslim Lady with my special guest, Sister Razia Shamily, where we're discussing the health and hygiene of male reproductive system. We talked about so many things that the man could and should consume should he decide to have a baby.
Exactly.
Yeah, just surrender to the will of our beloved prophet and have good kids. If you can't have good kids, don't bother. There, I said it. So we were talking about calcium consumption and how calcium deficiency definitely affects a man's libido, his sex drive, and his sperm count.
Exactly.
Because so much of the sperm is made up of calcium. So
this program is called the Muslim Lady, but this Muslim Lady does not live in an isolated island.
Unfortunately, she doesn't. I
so
wish she did, but she doesn't.
If you want a healthy and happy Muslim lady to be fruitful, to be understanding, to be loving, compassionate, and caring, you need to have a good Muslim man,
exactly.
Muslim gentleman. And this gentleman needs to take certain points into account with regards to his personal hygiene, how he dresses. We're going to talk about exactly these points are mentioned in our ahadith. You know, these are very important, how the clothes that you choose, how you clean your bodies for your wives and, you know, for... And also what you eat, right?
Mm.
How you have relationship with your wives, the words, the selection of your words, the time that you spent with them, the kind of love, care, and sensitive attention that you show your loved ones, your wives. These are so important. This makes the identity of a Muslim man.
Mm.
Now, when we say al-rijal qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa, we are talking about such a man.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you have to take the whole picture and not only take one small, tiny part. And
that benefits you the most.
Exactly.
Exactly. That and so much more, inshallah ta'ala, on further episodes of Muslim Lady. Make sure to tune in and catch us on IRIB English Radio. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran.
Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, for Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is an interesting saying from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Raza, peace be upon him. This world is a prison for a true believer, and a paradise for the unbeliever.
From the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Digital Art Museum in the Japanese capital has unveiled a stunning exhibition offering visitors an intimate interaction with nature. One of the attractions of the show is Floating Flower Garden, which is a mirrored room filled with 13,000 orchid flowers. The orchids are dangling from the ceiling and move up once a visitor walks through in the space and approaches the flowers. Once the visitors move past the flowers, descend again. This makes the visitors able to freely wander around the three-dimensional flower mass space. Tokyo-based digital art group Team Lab that runs this exhibition says the artwork is designed to help people think that they are part of the garden.
This is an installation filled with these flowers. As you walk towards them, the flowers slowly move up to create an area of space for you. Surrounded so completely by flowers, you feel immersed in the flowers, the garden itself.
There are several other installations in this exhibition. One is an outdoor piece filled with oil sculptures that light up after the sun sets. Visitors can see 61 different colors of light in this section. When one of the ovids tipped over by a hand or the wind, it emits a sound. The sound is then echoed by the surrounding ovids. school in the Ukrainian capital, kids learn about saving the environment and helping those in need through a creative way. Students put plastic bottles in a machine as currency. Then they can select what they would like to spend money on. Buying food for stray animals and donating to children with special needs are some of the choices. The project was first launched in a mall in Kiev a few months ago. Afterwards, the designers found out that children were the most frequent users of this machine.
A child drops a bottle inside and sees an immediate result. It brings joy and happiness, and everyone is excited and wants the project to thrive.
The founders seek to install more and more machines in schools across Ukraine to raise environmental awareness among younger generations. Since the start of the project in October last year, over 5 tons of plastic has been collected from 6 machines.
India is known not only for its cultural diversity, but also for a vibrant assortment of uncountable dishes. Butter chicken is the only one delight you wouldn't like to miss while visiting Indian restaurants, especially if it is prepared by a celebrity chef like Saransh Goyla. Goyla's coal-fired oven is now sending a mouth-watering scent through India's commercial hub, Mumbai, as the young chef takes a break from COVID-19 relief efforts and resumes work. He is the one who established the first global butter chicken brand and authored the acclaimed food travelogue, India on My Platter. But with the coronavirus forcing people into isolation, his networks were also hit. So Goyla launched a non-profit platform called COVID Meals for India in April to connect thousands of volunteer home cooks and frontline workers.
The pandemic had a large impact on our business. Having said that, Goyla Butter Chicken, from the start, was always focused on deliveries and takeaway. So in that sense, our loss of revenue and a loss of business was slightly lesser than an average restaurant. But a lot of my friends, restaurateurs who are in this industry, have gone through an extremely tough time. The pandemic has taken its toll on our industry, and I think it has set us back by at least a couple of years.
Goyla found his calling early, winning a televised cooking competition at the age of 25, which led him to host a travel program showcasing regional Indian cuisine. His profile exploded in 2018 when he was invited by former MasterChef Australia judge George Kalambaris to be a guest on the hit show, with contestants asked to recreate his signature dish.
Graduation is an exciting moment for all schoolgoers, but the occasion turns more joyful if it ends with a celebration like Scarlet Sales Festival, which is held in St. Petersburg in Russia at the end of the school year. The annual event is part of the famous White Nights Festival, traditionally held in summer, with spectacular fireworks, numerous music concerts, and a massive water show. Normally, thousands of domestic and foreign tourists flock to the city to watch the colorful event. But this year, the COVID-19 pandemic limited the number of the attendees. The festival began in the 1960s when several Russian schools united to celebrate the end of the academic year. That is in connection with the symbolism of the popular 1922 children's book, Scarlet Sails, by Alexander Grimm. Indonesia is dealing with a surge in coronavirus infections, but that has not stopped the people from observing the Yatnya Kasada Festival. Thousands of people brave the climb to the summit of Mount Bromo in eastern Java province to observe the ancient ritual. They made offerings ranging from fruits and crops to livestock by throwing the items to the pit of an active volcano. They believe the practice brings blessings and plenitude and helps them express gratitude for what they have. This year's festival was overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic, with participants required to adhere to strict health protocols. China's space agency has released videos of its first Mars rover as it's exploring the red planet's surface. The rover is named Zhurong. It's now investigating a vast plane known as Utopia Planitia on Mars's northern hemisphere. The rover successfully landed on Mars in mid-May. It is studying the red planet's surface rocks and atmosphere. It also looks for signs of life, including any subsurface water or ice. The solar-powered Chinese robot weighs around 240 kilograms and has 6 wheels. China is the second country after the U.S. to operate a rover on Mars. A university in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, has turned its roof into a garden and uses sustainable energy to light up its classes. The roof of Andres Bello Catholic University is covered with plants and 30 solar panels. The panels, along with a wind turbine, produce the 7,400 watts of electricity to illuminate that area and light 2 rooms in the building. The roof is now functioning as a self-sufficient and environmentally friendly open-air classroom. The proposal for the project was put forward by 2 students. The aim is to educate people about renewable energy and the threat of climate change. A small New Hampshire town has been hit by a series of car break-ins over the last few weeks. People were shocked when they finally discovered the mischievous criminal. A large black bear has been identified as the bandit wreaking havoc in the town of Fulton. The naughty mammal was caught on camera as it got on its 2 hind legs and skillfully opened the door of a car. Police say the bear was most likely rummaging for food. Authorities have asked people to remove food from their cars to avoid enticing the troublesome animal. A Jordanian woman is receiving high demands for the soap she produces. Why? Because she uses an unusual ingredient. Lara Altiti makes soap out of camel milk. She tours different cities in Jordan to find the best camel farms for her business. Titi uses camel milk as the major ingredient for the soap she produces. That's because she says it has rich benefits and contains more vitamins than cow milks.
The first stage includes weighing the soap, and I include different kinds of oil to preserve the quality of the soap and its therapeutic benefit. We need to have high foam and tough consistency, and we don't want it to be rancid. We place high importance on the therapeutic material that we add during the production process.
Titi started her soap line at home using a manual process and then expanded it to an independent workshop. Her soap line has now become very popular in Jordan. Titi produces more than 4,000 soap bars a month. She tells them sells them both to domestic and international customers.
If you're a car lover, this story is for you. Over 300 classic vehicles have taken part in a retro rally across Estonia. The 1,000-kilometer rally kicked off in the town of Perde. It drew participants from Latvia and Finland. Their motto is Straight Ahead to the Past. The vintage cars participated in the event are mostly produced between 1930 and 1980. Experts say all the vehicles are in good condition. However, they doubt if all the vehicles can make it to the end of the 5-day rally.
German firm's electric air taxi takes its first flight at a show in an airport near the French capital, Paris. Volocopter's flying taxi, which looks like a tiny helicopter, took off and landed vertically over the airport with no passenger on board during a 3-minute trial. Aside from its 2-passenger capacity, the aircraft also has some room for luggage. It flew a 500-meter route at speeds of up to 30 kilometers per hour and 30 meters high along the airfield. The flying taxi service would first be operated by a licensed pilot, but the flight would be fully automated over a period of time.
With respect to regulation, initially we will have a fully certified, fully licensed helicopter pilot, just to fit into existing regulation. But we believe over time it can be much simpler to obtain such an operating license for a volocopter. And of course, in the last instance, we want to take a pilot requirement out and we want these vehicles to fly fully automated. So you will not need a pilot license anymore. You can just summon the volocopter, it will come and pick you up and bring you safely to your destination.
The German firm is entering the urban mobility market with high hopes of playing a major role in the infant industry. Volocopter says its objective is to have a service in operation for 2024 for the 2024 Olympic Games. Walking around the city without shoes can be delightful. If you're interested in the experience, visit the Russian capital. A 3.5 kilometer long barefoot trail has recently opened in Moscow's Elk Island Park. It's made of various materials such as pine bark, beach pebbles, and clay. Taking around 40 minutes to complete, the path attracts hundreds of visitors every day. However, some people find it difficult to walk without shoes, calling the path a torture trail. A zoo in Turkey has welcomed a baby elephant from an endangered species. The birth of a female calf at Izmir Wildlife Park has caused excitement in keepers and visitors. The calf, yet to be named, is the third offspring of parents from Asian species. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature classifies the Asian elephant as endangered due to their rapid decline in the wild. The Asian elephants are primarily threatened by poaching, fragmentation, and loss and degradation of habitat. Currently, around 20 to 40,000 Asian elephants are living across the world, five of which inhabiting Turkey's Izmir Zoo.
A Palestinian artist has come up with the idea of making children feel happy after the recent Israeli aggression on the besieged Gaza Strip left many people dead. Amna Sami is a young Palestinian artist who has gathered Palestinian kids in the city of Beit Lahia, north of Gaza. That's where houses were destroyed by Israeli airstrikes and bombings during the recent aggression on the territory. Sami draws the Palestinian flag as well as the map of Palestine on children's cheeks as patriotic symbols. She says she does that to say that these people in the midst of destruction will become strong again. Sami says by painting on kids' faces, she wants to send a message to the world.
I'm sending a message to the world that our children should live like other children in the world, away from danger and destruction. It is their right in life to live as children in a safe place, a place that gives them something to live a normal life.
Palestinian kids say they feel happy when Sami paints their faces. The Israeli regime launched its devastating onslaught on Gaza in early May. At least 256 Palestinians, including 66 children, were killed during the 11-day war. Turkish band has found musical inspiration in a most unlikely place, a local landfill. Here's more. Members of Fang Istanbul have assembled instruments from the dump in a junkyard in Istanbul. They use their ingenious new tools to play Turkish folk music. The band aims to raise awareness about recycling. Turkey is one of the biggest producers of municipal waste globally. The country has a low recycling rate. Only 12% of waste is repurposed there.
today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of the Almighty Allah, dear friends, salamun alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic to talk about is hardened hearts. See what date is today. Today, Thursday, is the 20th of Zilqa'dah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Tir, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of the month of July, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Hadid, verse 16. We'll listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون.
Has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah and what has come down of the truth? And let them not be like those who were given the scripture before, and a long period passed over them, so their hearts hardened, and many of them are defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is crystal clear that when man remembers God Almighty in the bottom of his heart, listens to the blessed verses revealed unto the noble prophet, and befittingly reflects upon the same, his heart must be softened and humbled. However, some believers are harshly criticizing the blessed verse in question by asking why their hearts are not humbled by such things, but they, like many former nations, have plunged into neglect and negligence. Such neglect leads to the hardening of hearts, which in turn ends in disobedience to Allah the Almighty.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
It is narrated from Jesus, peace be upon him, that is incumbent upon the believers not to speak for long without remembrance of Allah the Almighty. Otherwise, it leads to hardening of hearts, and hardened hearts are remote from Allah Almighty. Prophet Muhammad informed us in a very famous tradition commonly quoted with reference to halal and haram about the importance of the heart. He said, "There is in the body a clump of flesh. If it becomes good, the whole body becomes good. And if it becomes bad, the whole body becomes bad. And indeed, it is the heart." He said that after explaining that the halal is clear and that the haram is clear and that between them are obscure areas not known to most people. However, what protects the person from the haram and ensures that he remains in the halal is knowledge. But beyond knowledge, it is the state of the heart. If the heart is good, then it makes use of the knowledge and it avoids what is prohibited. If the heart is bad, then the knowledge is of no benefit to it and it will indulge in what is prohibited.
In this episode, we are going to talk about ruthlessness or being hard-hearted. It's important to note that those people who attack other people who are really very ruthless and hard-hearted may justify it for themselves that since they want to enjoy more power and to be more powerful, and since sometimes they may justify that since we want to direct other people to the world and to the paradise of civilization, we may have all sorts of rights to attack other people. No, it isn't the case. Okay? The point is that, okay, first of all, they are devoid of any rationality. This is one point. Another one is that they are devoid of any sense of sympathy with other human beings. What would be the sins of, for example, a hungry African children, okay, to starve from not receiving adequate food, while Africa is a really very rich continent in the world. Okay, I've been to Africa a couple of times, and I noticed over there that some people are really very poor over there. Despite that they are very poor, I noticed that many Europeans and mainly many British and Americans had very luxury life over there. I mean, in some African countries, if you go to, for example, if you go to India, you find that some people still live in some, poor tents. Under poor tents. Okay, while at the same time you find that the British and other superpowers have come to India and they have taken almost everything from India, and they have looted the whole country.
The signs of a heartened heart. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Untouched by Allah's verse, unmoved by various natural occurrences and phenomena such as death, sickness, disaster, and the likes, whereas those phenomena clue us in Allah's ultimate power and authority over all of His creations. We see death or a deceased being carried out to his or her grave as something casual, meaningless, while it is said that death is enough to admonish the living. Look at Allah's decree, which means, do they not see that they are tried every year once or twice, yet they neither repent nor take heed? In chapter At-Tawbah, verse 126.
Special topics for a special program.
You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Dear friend, in this part, we get familiar with one way to soften a hard heart. Cultivate humility. I think the biggest roadblock that most Muslims have today in seeing their hardened hearts change is the fact that they have convinced themselves that they are doing okay. They look around and compare themselves to each other, and as long as nobody is outwardly doing the major sins, they think that they have arrived. There is a considerable pride problem in the Muslim community today. We have to come to the point that we once again see our need to tear down the idols that we have allowed to rise up in our hearts and lives.
Therefore, I would like to look at this particular area by examining what the Quran says in Surah Al-Baqarah through asking this question. How do we ensure that we do not stoop to the level where the Quran speaks at, that God forbid we suffer from qaswatul qalb? Yes? And what are the main things to do to soften the hearts? The Quran says, فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةَ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةَ. And then says, but there are three other the hijara, the stone, the rock, has three distinct levels of response. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Says, there are يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ. That from the rocks or the stone, there are some in which water can flow in between. So it allows some kind of water to pass through it. It is not that stubborn, yes? And then says, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَّا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ. But even more, there are some of these stones, even though they are so hard, the water keeps knocking until they split and allow the water to pass through. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَّا يَحْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. There are those of the stones that fall due to the fear and awe from the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is saying that even this creation of God, this rock, is susceptible to what? To being what? Softer. Is one that can go through what? These particular phases. Yet those who are suffering from the condition that their hearts are worse and are harder than a stone, they are truly what? On the path towards damnation and what? And punishment from the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala.
As you listen to, we talked about hardened hearts on today's special. Inshallah, we decide to continue to talk about this topic, so please be with us on the next episode of today's special. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
Oh,
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.